No, Tamer, how does Rav Huna know to say this? That I have a right to be totally, I have a right to say it myself, and it should be muta. The Arminan, Ki Agav, and how do we know we say such a thought? This now we learn like this. Beisham Ayermim lo yimcharodim porach reshes bishrius. A person is not allowed to sell a cow that could do work, that knows how to plow the fields on Shemitah. You're not allowed to sell it to another Jew that's choshud al hashrius. If you do not know for sure he observes the laws of shrius, so you're not supposed to sell him such a cow in order he should not come to do work with it. However, Ubeisilil Matirim. The Sil says, no, you can sell it to anybody. Why? Because the owner now has the right to say, maybe this Jew is going to buy it for Shechita. Who says he's going to buy it to work with it? Maybe he's going to buy it for Shechita. So who you see, even though there should be an Issel of the Iver, but still, if the owner has the right to say that maybe he's going to do something heter with it, it's mutter. Now, if Lefneiver is only, if you know for sure, he's going to do an Aveira. But if you have something to be told in, you have something to say, this is what's going to happen, then it's mutter. And we pass like Beis Hillel. So Amar Rabbah says back, no, me dummy, what does one have to do with the other? Hossam over there by Shvius, Einoda mitzava al Shvisas behemta v'shvius, mitzuvah. Al shvisas behemta v'shvius. There's no issa directly upon the cow itself. The cow itself, there's no issa doing work on Shemitah. The issa is the owner of the field has not allowed to work on his field. But if you own the cow, there's no issa upon the cow not to do work. So therefore, the first Jew owns the cow. There's nothing wrong with him selling the cow, because on the cow itself, there's no issa. Maybe therefore you have a right to sell it. And since you have a right to say, maybe he will not work with it, maybe he'll just eat it. But Hoch over here by Shabbos, when we're afraid not to sell a cow to a guy, we're afraid that maybe the guy will work with your cow on Shabbos when you still own it. If so here, Odom Mitzuva al Shvisas Behemtoi to Shabbos. Here there's a law, the same way you have to rest, your animals also have to rest on Shabbos. So maybe here it's worse. Maybe here there's a bigger issa. See, even though it's a doubt whether the guy will really work with the animal or not, still it should be also. You have a right to say, maybe he won't work, but maybe he will work with the animal. So it should still be also. So Takash and Rav Huna, how could he go and sell this cow to the guy, and Rav Huna said, maybe he's going to just shecht it, use it for feeding purposes. Who said you have a right to be mekel? So Amalei Abayi Abayi back. What do you want to tell me? Whenever you're mitzuvah on the actual animal, that there's an issa to work with it, then it's also on doubtful situations. I'll bring your proof by a soda, by field itself. The field on Shemitah, on Shvius, the Odom mitzuvah al Shvisas sodeyu b'shvius. This is the law. The seventh year, you have to leave your field alone. No working, no plowing, no seeding. That's the mitzvah Shvius, which is upon the karka, the ground itself. Now, Tanan, still we learn like this. Beisham Mayimrim, lo yimchor adam soda near v'shrius. You're not allowed to sell a plowed field to your friend on Shemitah. Again, if you know he's choshed al shvius, if you have any doubt that maybe this plowed field, he will take it now and start to seed it, so it's also to sell it to him. Because you're overlifting either, you're causing him to do an aver on Shemitah. However, again, Ubeisilo Matirin. Beisilo says, no, you're allowed to sell this field to your friend. Why? Listen, that's bullshit. You do not know 100% he's going to use it and seed it. Maybe you'll just leave it over for the next year. It's possible on Karka, you get a good deal. It's a good business deal. So you make an investment. You buy the field this year. I'm going to have to use it first for the next year. So Beisilo is Mekel. So here you see, even though it's Karka, that there's a mitzvah upon the owner of the karka not to work with the karka, still we have a right to go l'kula, and one Jew has a right to sell it to another Jew, even though the second Jew, we're not for sure, he'll listen to the laws of Shemitah, maybe he'll work on the field, but since it's only a doubt, maybe he will not, you have a right to sell it to him. There's no lifna either, if it's only a doubt, if he'll be over the issa. That's Rav Huna's heter, that he's allowed to sell this behema gasa to another gechavim, since he has a doubt that maybe he will not use it for working purposes, maybe he'll only use it for shechita, to shecht it and get rid of it right away. That was Rav Huna's heter, to sell the cow to the guy. Maskiv lo rav. Rashi asks a fair question. The cholheicha, the true what you're saying at all times. Tiye nada mitzuva shari. Whenever a person is not mitzuva, like you're telling me that an animal now upon shemitah is permissible. Barei kelim. I'll bring your proof aloch about kelim, the utensils that you use, the plow you use to plow the field with. Tiye nada mitzuva al shrisas kelim b'shrias. There's no law against the kelim itself on Shemitah. There's no law that you own a plow, the plow has to rest on Shemitah. It's not a loch in the kelim. Again, it's a loch that the karka has to rest, not the kelim. Utnan, still we learned, Elu hen kelim, these are the kelim, she'enodam rishoy lomoichron b'shvias, that you're not allowed to sell to your friend on Shemitah, if you have any doubt that maybe he will use it this year. And one of these things, hamachrisha, the plow itself, the whole kelim, all the utensils that go with it. The oil, the yoke, the amazra, the winnow finning, the adeker, that's the pitchfork that they use. It's all the utensils you use, it's forbidden to sell to your friend. The question is why? Utensils, there's no mitzvah shvisa on the utensils. It's only that the owner cannot work with his karka. And still we see the rizal of meiver, you're not allowed to sell these utensils to your friend. So what's going on here then? So again, you see there's no difference whether you are mitzvah or whether you're not mitzvah. So again, what was Rav Huna's proof? So Marin says like this, El Arad Omer Rav Ashi, true. Kol Heicha Diko Lemitla Talina. The answer is like this. At any times when you have a right, you have something to say, maybe the Jew will do a heter with it. There's a tliya. We have something hanging here. We have a tzad, a reason to say he will not do the Issa. Talinan, we have a right to be told to take that side to say he's not going to do the Issa and it's permissible to tell him. The Yafagav de Mitzvah, even though there's a mitzivui like to let your animals rest on Shabbos, still, if Rav Huna felt that this guy is going to use the animal for eating purposes, I have a tli, I have something to be told it in, it's permissible. But the chol heicho, the lekul emitli, any time that you have no other choice to say the guy will use it, or the Jew. The moshel here, when you sell a plow to your friend on Shemitah. Now if a person buys the plow, and he is not a tzaddik, he's not, we don't know he's going to keep Hilcha Shemitah, there's mainly one purpose why he's buying it. A person doesn't buy utensils for next year. You buy utensils for this year. So therefore, by kelim, there's nothing to be told it in. It's most probably, he's going to use it b'yisa this year. Therefore, leitalina. If you don't have a good reason to say he's taking it for for heter, then it's also for sultan. For yafagav, even though the ena mitzvah, even though there's no tzivui to let your kelim rest on Shemitah, but still, you're not allowed to sell a plow to your friend on Shemitah. If you have a good doubt, he's going to use it. Because people that buy plows must probably use it right away. Only on karka we say, karka you buy for an investment. Even though you're not going to use it this year, it's worth it for you to buy it now and hold on to it for next year. So karka, Beis Hillel says, you're allowed to sell to another Jew, even though he's chassid ala shvius. Because you do not know he's going to use it this year. But kelim, most probably when people buy kelim, they plan to use it this year. And this person is a choshed ala shvius, therefore it's forbidden to sell it to him. But again,
when is the cheapest year to buy?
Okay. Rabba Zoven Ahu Chamra Li Yisrael Ha Choshed Limchula V'Gechovim. Rabba took a donkey and he sold it to a Jew. For that Jew, we have a chash that maybe he's going to sell it to a guy. That Jew is not observant. And he sold it to him. So Amalei Abaye said to him, my time of Ovid Marhochi, how come you acted like this? The Chura, you know this Jew now is going to sell to another guy? So it should be also, there's still Lifneiver. You are the cause now that the second Jew is going to sell it to a guy and it'll be over the Yisra, the Mishnah. Amalei, so Rabbi said back, not for me. And no, Li Yisrael Zavini, I sold it to a Jew. The Mishnah doesn't forbid selling to a Jew. I, maybe that Jew will sell it to a guy. What do you want from me? It's not me, it's him. Or Malay, he said back to him, but listen, this Jew now may go and sell it to another guy, and then that Jew will be over the Yisrael, the Mishnah. Li Yisrael Zavini, Li Yisrael Zavini, so he answered back, who says this? Who is going to sell it to me? And to a Jew, he has a choice. Because this is only a suffix. And who he meant to sell it like the Gemara before? When you have a suffix, that's the neighbor, he held it was mutter. And we'll soon see he was wrong here. We'll soon see Rabbah was wrong by acting like this. Eisvei. So by the Gemara asked the question to Rabbah. It says, Mokum shenogulim chabay madakil akusim moichim. If this is the minute, this is the place that you're allowed to sell a small animal to a kusi is a Jew, just they're not observant of all the mitzvahs, so you're allowed to. Shalai limcher, if the meaning of this place is not to sell to kusim, ain merchim, you're not allowed to sell a behemadaka to a kusi. So the question is, if that's the minig hamokom, why? Why should it be yosef to sell to a kusi? My time, what should be the reason? Elaim, if you want to tell me Mishum de Chashi de Arivio that the Kusim themselves will live with their Behemah Daka, they'll live with the animal, so therefore it's forbidden to sell it to him, not to let him be Obelif, now you should not be Obelif Neiver, not to cause him to be doing an Aveiro. So Mora says, no, it's not true. Omi Chashidi, Akusim Choshed on this? No, Kusim do not live with animals. But Yotani would learn like this. Ein mamidim behema, but the koyish lo dekachovim. We have before, if you're sleeping overnight in an inn by a koyish dekachovim, you're not allowed to deposit your animal there overnight. Schor meis a schor, you're not allowed to leave a zochor. If the owner is a zochor, or else nekevus, you have a female animal, eitzel nekevus, if the owner is a female. The ein sorg, let me also tell me for sure, nekevus eitzel zochor, or schor meis a nekevus. Like we have before, because the guy, when he gets old with anybody else's animal, for sure they'll live with the animal. Maybe their own animal, they would not live with it, not to ruin it. But somebody else's animal, for sure they'll live with the animal. So if a Jew is staying overnight by an inn, he's not allowed to deposit his animal there overnight. Now, v'yein moiskrim behema l'roish lem. You're not allowed to give over your animals to their shepherds, because they're over the Yisra Gezel, they're going shepherd pasture in other people's lands. You're not allowed to have yichud with a guy, we'll see later on, because we're afraid maybe they'll kill us. In the Gemara's times, there's a chash of ritzicha, you're not allowed to have yichud with a guy. Can't be alone with him. And you should not give him over, you should not give over a Jewish boy to a goyish a school, tinnak lamdai sefer, or lamdai umnis, not even he should teach you a profession. Because we're afraid they'll put in their minas. They'll put in their avodah zarah there. Avol, but it says clearly, mamid in behemah v'pun dekoyish akusim. So you see, we're not afraid that the kusim will live with the animals. Therefore, if you stay by an inn below owning to a kusi, you're allowed to leave your animal there overnight, and you're allowed to leave zechorim mates on the kavus when the kavus does the zechorim. The eighth zechorim, you're not going to tell me for sure zechorim mates on zechorim the kavus mates on the kavus. Why? Because the kusi is not koshed. We're not afraid the kusi will live with the animals. Also, they're not over the Yisra Gezel. The Torah says clearly, they do not steal. We're not afraid the kusi will kill us. We're allowed to have yichud. We're allowed to be alone with him. You're allowed to give him over a child to teach. We're not afraid he'll teach after courses aminus. Lamdi Sefer, or Lamdi Umnis, he teaches a profession also. Alma, what do we see from this braisa here? That Loi Chashidi, that Kusim, we're not afraid they'll live with the animals. So if so, why should it be a place, a minig, not to sell Behemah Daka to a Kusi? What should be the reason? What's wrong? The Kusim do not live with their animals. Secondly, Tanya, we learned, Ein Merch Rolahem, Loi Zayin, for Loi Kli Zayin, Nala Sel to Novi Kechavim, not Amari. And not klizayin, any type of metal that you can make weapons with. V'ein mashchizim lehem, you're not allowed to sharpen their weapons, their knives. Es hazayin, yev'ein merchumen, leisadin, uloi kolorayin, uloi kevlayin, uloi shalshel shobarzel. These all the type of dangerous utensils used to harm us. The shalshel shobarzel, that's a metal chain. That's the first one, Rashi says, sadin, losum by ragli ish. That's to tie up your feet with kablayim, pevish balash, or shells are different. These are dangerous utensils. What? Handcuffs. Some of that. Some dangerous things they could use in them. They'll use it back against the Jews. So now I'll sell these things to the goyim. Yeah. Now here it says echad avik chavim yechad kusi. Here it says again to a kusi is forbidden. So again the question is my timer. Why is it forbidden to sell these metal chains to a kusi? What are we afraid about? Inaim, if you're going to tell me Techashid Yashvichas Damim. We're afraid that maybe a Kusi will kill us, just like we're afraid maybe the Goyim will kill us. No, it's not true. Omi Chashid, are we afraid of this? For Marty, just kafir saying before, Umiyachid in Imoyim, that there's no Issa Yichud with a Kusi. A Jew is allowed to be found alone with a Kusi. Why? Because we're not afraid he'll kill us. If so, why is it forbidden to sell him this metal chain? El, it must be Mishun the Osi Lizvun Liyad Gechavim, because we're afraid maybe this Kusi will sell it to a guy. That's what we're afraid about. A Jew is not allowed to sell a Behema Daka to a Kusi, because we're afraid the Kusi will go a step further and sell it to a guy. The same thing, we're not allowed to sell a Kusi, a metal chain armory, because we're afraid they'll go and sell it to the Goyim. So you see, there is a Lefleiva, the Lefleiva. We have to be afraid that maybe the Kusi will do something wrong with it, even though just selling to a Kusi is permissible. But we're afraid he's going to sell it to somebody else. The same thing, Rabbah. Rabbah then has no right to sell his Chamor to a Yisrael Choshed, because you have to be afraid that Yisrael is going to sell it to an Akum. To see it's also.
Why don't we
limit
this price to say this?
The maybe you'll answer me, Kusi la Yavet Tshuva, Yisrael la Tshuva. Maybe Kusi were more afraid. He's not going to do Tshuva. He has a Shita that's with it. You're allowed to do these things. Mashenk and Yisrael Achoshet, even though right now he's doing Averis, but maybe you do Tshuva. Therefore, Rabbi saw fit to sell it to the Yisrael Choshet. Maybe you do Tshuva. Mor says, no. V'yomah Rav Nachman and Rav Ravua, Kedera Shomru. Also, Vimplo V'Kachovim, the same way it was learnt that these things, the Behema Daka or Armory, you're not allowed to sell to a guy, it says clearly, Kach also Limchol Yisrael HaChoshud, Limchol HaKachovim. The same way it applies to Yisrael not to sell it to a Jew, that Choshud were afraid, maybe he will also sell it to a guy. So you see clearly here, there is an Yisrael of Lifnei, you cannot cause even a Jew that's Choshud to do an error. So you have no right to sell it to him in the first place. So Rabbah was Mekabel, and what happened was, Royet Basret Lose Pasoi, Rabbah ran after that person that Yisrael Choshed that he sold it to, he ran after him 3 Pasoim, 3 miles, Pasas, 4 miles, 2 mils, that's 6 miles he ran. Vikud the army, some say, Parsa Becholah, he ran a Parsa in mud, in sand, that's hard to run, but Vloyad Rachi, he didn't reach him. Kitzvah Masha Rabbah did something wrong here. The Lacharia, there should be Yasa. So first of all, Toys asked the question, the next to last basis. You're not allowed to sell to Yisrael Choshed because maybe he'll sell to somebody else. The Imtaima, we learned before, not like this. Before we had by a guy, you're allowed to sell to one guy even though he may sell to a second guy. Why? Because we're only over Lifnaiver, but not Lifnei, not too removed. Here also, why is it forbidden to sell to the Yisrael Choshed? He himself is no Issa. Just afraid he'll sell to somebody else. Before we had, it's permissible to sell to a guy, even though this guy may sell to another one. So the Yeshlei Matai's answer is, Marivir B'Kechavim, Shein Noi Muzer Alef Neiver. A guy, he has no Issa Lef Neiver. Even though they have the Issa of Mishkav Zachar, of Behemoth, but they do not have an Issa Lef Neiver. The thing of therefore ain't on Khoshim and Moivik Khovim Yimkolakhaveroi. Therefore a Jew is allowed to sell to one guy, even though that guy may sell to another guy, because that guy has no Israel of Naiver. Therefore the first Jew does not have to worry about the Avera. Abul Hokho the Marib Yisrael Khoshit. Here we're talking about the second party is a Jew, Shafis Khoshit to do Averis. Therefore Anu Musorin Shloyovi Shum Yisrael the Data Kola Yudenu. Now this second Jew, even though he's a Choshed, he's still a Jew, he also has an Issa Lefneiver. So there's an Issa for that Jew to sell to a guy. Therefore the first Jew has no right to sell to the second Jew, because you're going to be causing him to do an Avera. So just like he's over the Avera Lefneiver, that Lefneiver goes back to the first Jew, you're also awesome. Just before, when the middle person was a guy has no Issa Lefneiver to the second guy, therefore the second guy is not doing any Issa by selling it to the third guy, therefore the Jew is allowed to sell it to him. And then just the bottom says also, so we come out, the answer here is, it's also to sell this Chamor to the guy. So tell you the bottom, the Afagad Liel Talino and Eimud L'Shchita Zavna. So before we came out, that your Rav Huna before sold a parah to a guy, because he had a right to be tully and say, maybe he's buying it for shechita. So since you have a good tzad, a good way to be tully, it was permissible. And here we're saying it's also, even though what, maybe here, this Yisrael will sell it to a Jew. And the Gemara says, who says he's going to sell it to a guy? Maybe you'll sell it to a Jew. If he sells it to a Jew, it's okay. So therefore God, liyel tolin leim l'shchita zavna, hocho le tolina d'li Yisrael mazvin lo. Shekach yimcho l'zeh kemo l'zeh. But this is not called a tzad, a tzliya, a way to think. We're afraid now he's going to sell it. Who is he going to sell it to? To a guy or to a Jew is the exact same thing. There's no reason, he can't tell me he's going to sell it to a Jew. Why should he want to sell it to a Jew? To him it makes no difference. There's one action of selling. When you're doing an action of selling, you can't difference between a Jew and a guy. Therefore, you're afraid that this Yisrael Choshen is going to sell this these Omri, or is going to sell this Behemah Daka. So when he sells it, a guy and a Jew is the same thing to him. Therefore, it's forbidden. But before there's a tzad that Rav Huna sold the parah to a guy. Now the question is, what is the guy going to do with this animal? There's one or two things. Either he could use it to eat the animal, to kill it and eat it, or else maybe he'll use it for work. Two different things to do. So therefore he has a right to say, I have a right to say, maybe this guy is going to take it for shechita. So he's going to take it and get rid of it right away, therefore there's no issa. That's called a good tliya, a good tzad to think. But here where the guy is, where the Jew is only going to sell it, when you sell, there's no difference to who you sell it. So there's no tzad, you sell more to a Jew over a guy, you're selling it. Therefore it's forbidden to sell it. Right. Now the Gemara says, Omer Avdimi Baraba, Kiderach she'oso limcha lovi kechavim, oso limcha lelistim Yisrael. The same way you're not going to sell Omri, this metal, to a guy, you cannot sell it to a Jewish rabba. So the Gemara says, hey Kiderach, what are we talking about over here? E the choshe the kotlif, this rabba is a murderer, we know he kills people. So pshita, for sure you're not going to sell weapons to a Jewish murderer. He also may kill with it. Pshita. Hainu, what we call it, the same halacha like a guy. He may kill us. He can't give him a weapon. V the like kotlif, if this rabba never killed anybody yet, he doesn't kill, he's harmless. He just wants the green stuff, that's all. If so, am I lie? Why can't you give him the metal? What's the other wrong with it? What happened is very shver. I mean, today we know that the way you get the green stuff is with a gun. You make a hold up. So the guy needs the gun to steal with. The Morris question is, like, what's wrong giving him this armory? He could only use it for killing purposes. This person doesn't kill. He only robs the money. So what's wrong with giving him the metal? So Morris says, yes. The Morris says, we're afraid. He's a robber, but he takes things and runs away. He doesn't confront the person really, he runs away with the money. So we're afraid now, the zimnin diyovel atzlu nafshei. Sometimes the owner is going to run after him and try and receive, get his money back. And at that time it's going to be a question of the robber killing the owner or not. So we're afraid maybe then he'll come to kill. So you can never tell, a robber may end up killing just to save his own life. Therefore we cannot supply him with metal. Tana Rabbon. And Moichrum Lehem Teresin. You're not allowed to sell a shield to a guy. The Yesharim something, no Moichrum Lehem Teresin. You're allowed to sell shields, a shield to a guy. What's the machlekes? My time, what's the shayla here? You know, if you want to tell me Mishum, the Magni Elayu, they protect themselves with a shield. So it's also to give a guy protection. Yochi so, Afilu Chitir Sarin Amiloi. It should be also to sell them wheat and barley. You're protecting them, you're giving them michia, food. So anything should be us to sell to a guy then. Elamai, we're allowed to give them food. So why can't we give them protection also? Well, Marav, Rav says, Iyefsha. The reason why we have a right to sell them a wheat is because Iyefsha, we can't live without them. Rosh is Bloyeva.